Who was that that was saying this? Let's repeat this story. Young girls in high school.
Are losing their virginity.
No.
Italy.
You went right to the punchline. I hate you. Sorry. Totally ruined me telling the story.
Do you want me to stop?
Apparently, in order to not get knocked up, they're taking it up the Hershey Highway, like the boys in the game.
This is always this. Well, the thing is, I heard this all the time.
No, but wait, this is only like half of it, and please do not destroy this one either. And then they've done something else the gay men founded. They are, so apparently they're hanky coding with bracelets about what they've done and flagging whether they're willing to take an anal or if they've had sex or something. So I was like, oh my god.
I wonder
god.
If Big Fatty is a band teacher at this school.
Did he teach them? He's like, listen, little girls.
The coal mine is secretly a band. And
oh, I see. So, anyway, I think it's funny that teenage girl, I always thought gay men, well, I had an ex-boyfriend who always said, 12 to 13-year-old girls and gay men are exactly the same thing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
You totally ruined me telling the story.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1651 of the BFO the 23rd of May 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some more Axe Big Fatty and a Pride 48 update. Hello, Stridulators. Big Fatty, what is that? Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, you are stridulators. Y'all, do any of you know what a stridulator is? Big Fatty, we don't. Well, y'all, there are two people who know what it is. Who are they, Big Fatty? It's Stephen the Yuck knows what it is, and that Kim Beaver, because y'all, Miss Beaver wrote to Big Fatty and said, Big Fatty, pretty, please, please call everybody stridulators. And I said, yes, anything for Miss Beaver. And, well, Big Fatty, what is it? And I'm going to tell you. I am going to tell you, y'all, this is the loudest animal on Earth that sings with its penis. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. It's a tiny water boatman, and it is the loudest animal on Earth relative to its body size. Scientists from France and Scotland recorded the aquatic animal, quote-unquote, singing at up to 99.2 decibels, equivalent. The equivalent, Big Fatty, we got it, of listening to a loud orchestra play while sitting in the front row. The insect makes the sound by singing with its penis, rubbing against its abdomen in a process known as stridulation. So y'all, rub your penis against your abdomen. Big Fatty, I know several people who can do that. You'll be stridulators. Big Fatty, this is a vulgar way to start off a holiday weekend. Well, how about this then? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, all I gotta say, June, at the end of August, y'all, there must be a lot of fucking that's going on. Big Fatty! Because, y'all, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, the first one is Tamari, Saturday the 24th. Y'all, you know her from over there at the cocktails and kerfuffles. And y'all, she is the buxom one herself. Y'all, it is the naughty nanny, Wendy Cameron. Big Fatty, we love Wendy. So she's celebrating her exiting of the birth canal on Saturday. And y'all, then we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal on Sunday. Y'all, the first one is up there near that Wendy Cameron, up there in the Canuck to cut. Y'all, you know him. He's one of the Danburys. Y'all, it's that Brian in Danbury. And he is up there. He's the other half of that drum major, Kev. And so he's up there in the Connecticut. And y'all, normally up there in the Massachusetts is our third person celebrating an exiting of the birth canal. But y'all, they are not there this weekend. Y'all, they are in the Chicago. Y'all, they're over there at the Bear event there in the Chicago. And y'all, speaking of Bear, it's everybody's one of everybody's favorite bears. Y'all, it is that Jimmy Bear. So, Wendy and Brian and Danbury and Jimmy Bear, I just hope that you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal weekend. And Big Fatty, I hope they all have big old kicks, although I think Jimmy Bear's might have a hair in it. Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we got an Ask Big Fatty question through the e-letters last night. And y'all, it's from that Princess Hannah, and she says, "Big Fatty, I heard on today's little show where you said you didn't feel left out by being single, but did you ever feel like you missed out by not having, quote, little Big Fatties, Big Fatty Volga, end quote. I know it's a personal question, and I will respect if you say it's none of my business. I was just curious." And y'all, she's added the boy genius, the BFO to the boy genius is Hydrogen. Help me, love you lots, Princess Hannah. Well, first of all, Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the question, and this is an excellent question, and the children are not for everybody, and y'all, you know, there are times that I think that I would have been a very good parent. But y'all, there are times that I am just glad that I don't have to know for sure. And y'all, most of the time, I'm just glad I don't have to know for sure. And y'all, as I look back, I don't regret my decision to not be in a relationship and to not have little ones because y'all, it's just the Big Fatty's life's turned out just fine the way it is. Big Fatty, you have squeaky kitty. Yeah, I see y'all. I woke up on Thursday morning. Y'all, I had a Twitty from the kids over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes that you heard at the beginning of today's little show. And Calvin was saying, "Is there a schedule that shows which little shows are going to be part of Pride 48 in June?" And first of all, y'all, let me just remind you that Pride 48 June is the worldwide event from that takes place. Everybody, there's only one requirement, and that is you podcast with pants off, Big Fatty. And but it's from all over the world, and it's the 20th through the 22nd of June, and y'all, the deadline for little shows to sign up For the June event is noon on the 31st of May. So y'all, you've only got about another week. But y'all, the sooner you do it, the better. Because that Daniel Biba and I will be putting the schedule together, and we'll announce the schedule on June the 1st on the State of the Station little show then. So y'all, if you're a podcaster and you want to participate, send an e-letter to Daniel at pride48.com and just say, I want to participate in the June Pride 48. Big Fatty, sign me up!
Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second and final Axe Big Fatty question comes to us today. Y'all from Gus or Chad or Gus Chad or Chad Gus. And y'all, it was the third of the three questions he sent in on the hand-painted artwork CAD. And it says, other than a squeaky kitty, do you have any pets? So, well, first of all, Chad, once again, thank you so much for the lovely card and envelope and these three excellent Axe Big Fatty questions. And this is an excellent question. Big Fatty has had pets in the past. I grew up with pets. My family, we had weenie dogs, you know, the Dachshunds, you know, the German Dachshunds, and we also had a Dalmatian, and y'all, she was as sweet as she could be, but dumb as a box of rocks. But anyway, Big Fatty did have his own puppy dog. It was a dachshund, a red dachshund, and it was y'all. I called him the Jumping Sweet Baby or the JSB, Big Fatty, the Jumping Sweet Baby. And y'all, Big Fatty, you know, has lived in an apartment for many, many years, and I just didn't feel like it was terribly fair to leave the puppy dog there by himself. So he eventually went and lived with the Hats. We lived with his grandparents because they had another little puppy dog, too. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I got an e-letter from Gus Chad, and he says, Big Fatty, let me... No, I'm sorry. It was not an e-letter. It was a post over there at the BFO, and it says, Big Fatty, to clear up my name issue, Big Fatty Thank Hydrogen. My alias for online is Gus. But I'm Facebook friends with Christina from Greetings from Nowhere. So she named me Gus Chad because I'm so nice. Well, I don't understand why the Chad part makes you so nice. I think the Gus part is just as it's kind of like hanging Chad. Big Fatty, that's his brother. Y'all, we're just gonna call Gus Chad or Chad or Gus or and y'all you know Big Fatty has to fuck it up, and so I'll just continue fucking it up, Gus Chad. But thank you for clarifying it. You know, Big Fatty, do you mean like Aunt Clarify? No, not Aunt Clarify. But anyway, y'all, I got an e-letter from the Robs, and they said, Herbert Carter, just mailed a small box to you at lunch today, and it's expected to be delivered this weekend. So y'all, maybe we'll have a little something to open on Monday's little show. Y'all, that is, you know what that's called? That's called content. And you know, God, Hydrogen knows Big Friday needs some content. Big Friday, you can say that again. Y'all, have you noticed? Have you notice one thing this week? There hadn't been a single voice letter this week. And y'all, I'm going to reach out. I do this every once in a while. But I am specifically reaching out to the lurkers. I'd love to hear from the lurkers next week. It would be just lovely if the lurkers sent Big Fatty a little e-letter or posted a little something or even a voice letter. Oh, dear Gussie, that would make Big Fatty get as excited as Squeaky Kitty. Yes, and I might even stridulate. Big Fatty, please, we don't need you to stridulate. I'm saying next week, the 26th, the last week of May, is going to be Lurker Appreciation Week. So if you're a lurker, and I know there are many of you out there, you don't have to de-lurk forever. Just poke your head out. Just be a little turtle. Poke your head out. Big Fatty, when you say it, it's just vulgar. We'll go from there. Y'all, I watched that, I Wanna Marry Harry, first episode, and y'all, it really is terrible. But I'm gonna continue to watch it, just because it is so terrible. I mean, it's just awful. And, it's these horrifying, women, that they think they're, gonna be dating Prince Harry. And I gotta say, the guy kind of looks like Prince Harry, more so than you might think. But y'all, it seems appropriate. It seems appropriate that show comes on Tuesday. So, at the end of every show, they can say, "See you next Tuesday." Big Fatty, that's ugly. And the Big Brother. I was watching the Survivor finale, and y'all, we're going to talk about the quiz program finales next week. I'm going to give you a chance, if you're running a little behind, give you a chance to catch up. But the Big Brother is going to be premiering the 25th of June. Y'all, that's just a month from Sunday. You're going to need to set your VRCs. Y'all, I about killed old Vader today. In the coal mine, I was delighted. I was just delighted. Y'all, he brought in cupcakes, and he had bought some little Andes mint pieces, and he had made yellow cupcakes with chocolate chips on them and a cream cheese frosting. With those Andes mint chips in it, and he piped it out. Y'all, it looked like a coil had been dropped on top of each cupcake. Big Fatty, that's just so lovely, appetizing. But y'all, they were delicious, and I've saved me one with my brofkas and my coffee this morning. Gussie, y'all, 2 weeks from tonight, y'all will be having the podcast dinner there at the Wave restaurant over there at the Contemporary Motel. Tom and Terry are staying there. And I think they've got color TV there. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I know for many of you, it'll be a holiday weekend. It will be for Big Fatty. As you all know, the BFO takes no holiday. Big Fatty will be back here on Monday along with Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty. And Squeaky Kitty. And we'll see you Monday. Why don't you finish up by telling about your week, huh?
Yeah, I'm totally ruined me telling the story.
Oh, that's Big Fatty. Ruined.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.